Page 32, measure number 24-463, Jervis School District number 1, authorizes general obligation bonds to improve and update school facilities. Question, shall Jervis School District number 1 issue $31 million general obligation bonds for school capitalization construction, improvement, and repair costs? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Section 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, the district has been awarded $4 million state grant, which will be available only if the bonds are approved. If approved, bond and grant would fund capital costs within the district, including middle school, construct new multipurpose building for dining, performing arts, STEM, community use, addition, remodel, improvements to existing building, parking, walkways. High school, construct new classrooms, restrooms, covered walkway, vestibule, remodel improvements to existing building, including roof, career, and technical education space. Elementary school, remodel improvements to existing building, including covered play area, accessibility, and roof. Athletic fields, turf, concessions, lighting, bleachers. District-wide improvements to security and safety sites, restrooms, locker rooms, HVAC, demolition, furnishings, equipment, seismic safety. Refinance existing loan, bond issuance costs. Bonds would mature in 25 years or less from the date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. If approved, the bond tax rate is estimated to be $2.21 per $1,000 of assessed value. Actual rates may vary based on interest rates incurred and changes in assessed value. Page 33, explanatory statement of 24-463. The Jervis School District No. 1 was awarded a $4 million grant from the state of Oregon if the voters approve the $31 million general obligation bond. Jervis Elementary School was built in 1934 and has had major additions and remodeling over the years. The same goes for Jervis High School, which was built in 1963. Jervis Middle School, consisting of two prefabricated modular buildings, was constructed as the district consolidated to provide a separate facility for 6th through 8th graders. If provided, classrooms, but no common areas. The district recently formed a pre-bond planning committee of parents, staff, and community stakeholders to identify the essential projects to include in a new bond. The initial project list was longer than the current list. The committee whittled it down from $61 million to $35 million, $31 million from the proposed bond, and $4 million from the state grant. Bond funds would be used at Jervis Elementary School for new windows, roof replacement repair, new HVAC system, outdoor play structure, remodeled front entry for ADA access, remodeled library, new lighting in classrooms, improved security systems throughout the campus. Bond funds would be used at Jervis Middle School for added cafeteria and kitchen, added stage, new science classrooms, additional bathrooms, secure fencing around the campus, new main entrance, enlarged existing classrooms, library and STEM marker space. Bond funds would be used at Jervis High School for roof replacement, two new classrooms, covered walkway to connect the wings, remodeled gym space including the mezzanine, locker rooms, and weight room, remodeled bathrooms, remodeled front entry and office, remodeled science, art, and agricultural classrooms, remodeled library space, new indoor concession stand and student store, new culinary arts classroom shared with middle school. Bond funds would be used on athletic facilities for new bleachers on main football and soccer fields, added bleachers to the visitor side, new concession stand and bathrooms, new field lighting, new scoreboards, upgraded press box. The balance of the total expense for artificial turf on the football and soccer field. The district was recently awarded an $800,000 turf grant, leaving about $350,000 to be financed through bond dollars and sponsorships. As required by Oregon law, if the bond passes, a community oversight committee will be formed and charged with ensuring the money spent align with the bond as described on the ballot measure. If approved, the bond tax rate is estimated to be $2.21 per $1,000 of assessed value. Actual rates may vary based on interest rates incurred and changes in assessed value. Information submitted by Dan D. Stevens, Superintendent, Jervis School District Number 1. No arguments were submitted in opposition to this measure. Page 34, another argument in support of 24-463. As educators in the Jervis School District, we are committed to serving your students and providing the very best educational experiences for all of them. The staff values the relationships and traditions only a small town and small school district can provide. Many educators have been in the district for several decades. You know us because we taught you, your children, and maybe even your grandchildren. Today, we are humbly asking the community for a financial commitment to their schools. We must address the spaces and facilities that have served unchanged over the decades and are in dire need of upgrades. It is important to have spaces that foster learning rather than creating obstacles to learning. With our custodial and maintenance staff continues to do a phenomenal job, eventually everything reaches a point that is beyond simple repairs. We are at that point in the district. Our students deserve windows and roofs that hold out the rain and water and weather, heating systems that provide adequate airflow and comfort, spaces that foster 21st century learning and collaboration, and athletic facilities that we can be proud of. The comprehensive list of bond projects is on the district's website. We understand that every dollar in your household counts in the economic climate, but there may not be a better time to act. As we know, construction costs are not going to decrease over time. The district has secured several grants, including one for $4 million that may not be available again and can only be used if the bond passes. Jervis is only one of the districts in the Willamette Valley without bond dollars supporting improvements in our buildings, and it is very apparent. We ask that you consider helping us to instill community pride and a renewed enthusiasm in our schools. Sincerely, licensed staff of Jervis School District. This information furnished by Michelle Chase, President, Jervis Education Association. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. And here's a reminder on page 34, Marion County Clerk Elections, Courthouse Square, physical address 555 Court Street, Northeast. Do you need help or information? Did you make a mistake on your ballot or spill coffee on your ballot? We can help. Marion County Clerk Elections, please telephone 503-588-5041. Located on the second floor of Courthouse Square, 555 Court Street, Suite 2130, Salem.